Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 today, Tuesday the 7th of January. There are warnings of gales in all areas except North Atsira, Thames, Dover and Irish Sea. The general synopsis at 1800, low 40s 957, expected near Oslo 971 by 1800 Tuesday. New low expected Biscay 1003 by same time. The area forecast for the next 24 hours, Viking, northerly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 in west, rain or snow, moderate or poor. North Atsira, northeasterly 5 or 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, occasional snow, good, occasionally poor. South Atsira, cyclonic 7 to severe gale 9, becoming northwesterly 4 to 6, occasional rain or snow, good, occasionally poor. 40s, northwest 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm 10 at first, rain or sleet, moderate or poor. Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, northwest 6 to gale 8, wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Dogger, northwest 7 to severe gale 9, wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Fisher, cyclonic becoming west 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm 10 at first, rain or sleet, moderate or poor. German Bight, west 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm 10 at first, showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Humber, Thames, Dover, west 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 in Humber, showers, good. White, Portland, Plymouth, west 6 to gale 8, veering northwest 3 to 5 later, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Biscay, west or southwest 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 6 to gale 8 later, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Trafalgar, westerly 3 to 5, backing southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later in northwest. Thundery showers later in northwest, good, occasionally poor later in northwest. Fitzroy, southwest 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 6 to gale 8, rain or thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Seoul, northwest 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, then east 6 to gale 8 later. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, fastnet, northwest 6 to gale 8, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers, good. Irish Sea, northwest 5 to 7, wintry showers, good, occasionally moderate. Shannon, northwest 6 to gale 8, veering northeast 4 to 6, showers, good. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, north 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first in Bailey, wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, Faroes, north 7 to severe gale 9, wintry showers, moderate, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland, northeasterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first. Snow showers, good, occasionally poor. And the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, north 5, 16 miles, 992, rising. Stornoway, north-northwest 4, 7 miles, 991, rising more slowly. Lerwick, north 6, 13 miles, 980, falling slowly. Wick Automatic, northwest by north 6. Rain, 5 miles, 985, rising slowly. Aberdeen, northwest 5, rain, 9 miles, 984, rising. Lucas, west-northwest 3, more than 38 miles, 986, rising slowly. Boomer, west 5, 19 miles, 986, rising. Bridlington, west 4, 986, rising, more slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, west 5, 11 miles, 994. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, west 6, 11 miles, 995. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, west by north 5, 995, rising. Jersey, west-northwest 5, recent rain, 13 miles, 999, rising slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, west 5, 11 miles, 998. Scilly Automatic, west-northwest 5, 16 miles, 1001, rising more slowly. Milford Haven, west-northwest 4, 19 miles, 996, rising more slowly. Aberporth, west 6, 15 miles, 995, rising more slowly. Valley, west 5, 15 miles, 992, rising slowly. Liverpool Crosby, west by north 4, rain 8 miles, 991, rising. Valencia, northwest 4, recent drizzle, 22 miles, 1001, rising slowly. Ronaldsway, west by north 3, slight drizzle and rain, 24 miles, 990, rising slowly. Malin Head, north by east 6, recent rain, 11 miles, 992, rising. Macrihanish Automatic, north by east 2, 35 miles, 990, rising. And the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300. The general situation, a deep low centred near southern Norway will continue to give gales across northeastern waters as it slowly moves away eastwards. Meanwhile, the strong and cold northwesterly flow elsewhere will gradually ease. Winds generally easing further on Wednesday, but picking up again in the far south as a new low approaches from the southwest. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney, northerly or northwesterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 in north. Wintry showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, northwest 6 to gale 8, wintry showers, mainly in north, good, occasionally poor. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, northwest 5 to 7, mainly fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, west 5 to 7, mainly fair, good. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland, westerly 5 or 6, occasionally 7 in north, mainly fair, good. Northumberland to Selsey Bill, westerly 5 or 6, occasionally 7 at first, backing southwesterly 4 or 5 later. Showers, fair later, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, west 5 or 6, occasionally 7 at first, decreasing 3 or 4 later. Showers, fair later, good, occasionally moderate at first. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, west 6 to gale 8, veering northwest 4 to 6, then becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers, fair later, good, occasionally moderate at first. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, west 6 to gale 8, veering northwest 4 to 6, then becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers, fair later, good, occasionally moderate at first. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, west 5 to 7, veering northwest 4 to 6. Wintry showers, good, occasionally moderate. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, northwest 4 to 6, wintry showers, good, occasionally moderate. Isle of Man, west 4 or 5, veering northwest 5 to 7, then backing west 4 or 5 later. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, north, backing northwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Northerly backing northwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in North Channel. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, north backing northwest 5 to 7, wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, north or northwest 6 to gale 8. Wintry showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Shetland Isles, north 7 to severe gale 9. Wintry showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin. So, time now for Radio 4 to put the cat out and hand over to the BBC World Service. On Business Matters, in a few minutes, Andrew Peach will be talking about Justin Trudeau standing down and the congestion charge in New York. And there's always BBC Sounds and Radio 4 Extra, of course, until Radio 4 returns at 5:20 this morning. Until then, this is Richard Evans at Broadcasting House in London, wishing you a very peaceful night. Good night.
It's 1 o'clock GMT. This is Andrew Peach with Business Matters from the BBC. Today we're live in Singapore and in New York. In Canada, Justin Trudeau is out. I've been talking to a former finance minister.
He's made himself the entire focus of his government. He's been in office now for 9 years and people were tired of him.
We'll look at who might replace him and what they could do about those US trade tariffs. Donald Trump says drill, baby, drill, but with 2 weeks left in office, President Biden bans new offshore oil and gas drilling in US coastal waters. What can you get for $9 a day? The chance to drive into Manhattan with its new congestion charge. And live wrestling comes to Netflix as part of the streamer's pivot into sports coverage. All of that on the way in Business Matters after the latest BBC World News.
Hello, I'm Govinda Gill with the BBC News. The UN has warned that its work delivering aid to people in Gaza is at breaking point following what it said was a deliberate and dangerous pattern of sabotage and disruption. It blamed both Israeli soldiers and Palestinian gangs. Charles Aniagolu reports.
The UN's Undersecretary for Humanitarian Affairs, Tom Fletcher, accused the Israeli army of attacking a clearly marked UN aid convoy in central Gaza and striking a known food distribution point, seriously injuring 3 people in the past 48 hours. And just days ago, a UN medical mission at Jabalia ran into hostile Israeli soldiers who threatened critically ill patients and arrested 4 of them. But it's not just the Israelis. Mr. Fletcher also accused armed Palestinian gangs of hijacking 6 fuel tankers, leaving aid operations with little fuel.
The Pentagon says the US military has sent 11 Yemeni prisoners from the Guantanamo detention camp to Oman, leaving only 15 detainees still incarcerated. Here's our North America correspondent, David Willis.
The 11 men who've been transferred were due to have been repatriated to Oman more than a year ago, but the mission was aborted amid concerns on the part of members of Congress about the security situation in the Middle East. None has been charged with a crime during their 2 decades in the facility, unlike those who remain, the majority of whom have either been charged with or convicted of war crimes, including, in the case of one inmate, helping to plot the September the 11th terrorist attacks.
After nearly a decade as Prime Minister of Canada, Justin Trudeau has announced he's resigning. Opinion polls have been flagging up his dwindling popularity,